I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Bird Show.
Creeper, her boss's husband, cornered her and tried to kiss her. She was so confused about telling the boss, So what did she do over the weekend? If you missed that on Friday, Abby, exactly what happened?
Oh, this was such a tough situation because, you know, they're at this group event with coworkers and her boss is there and her boss's husband is also there. And she's just minding her own business, hanging out in the corner when all of a sudden homeboy just comes over to her and tries to lay one on her. She's like, hell nah, pushes him away and scurries off. And she's wondering, like, who do I tell? Like, if I do tell somebody, you know, is it going to look bad on me? If somebody saw it, maybe they saw it and maybe it looked wrong. Maybe it looked like I was making a move on him. And if I don't say anything about it, you know, what happens if word gets around to my boss and I didn't get ahead of the story? So I think the advice that we gave her on Friday was basically just to kind of lay low and don't say anything about it, because if you bring it up, you might end up making it a bigger deal than it could have been.
I hate this kind of injustice that you can't call them out because you're cornered, your husband is cornered, and this creepo just keeps, he gets to do this over and over and over again. Sucks. All right, so the update today, Cass?
It turns out that a few people noticed something at the event, but I'm not exactly sure what they noticed. My work friend gave me a heads up that there was a rumor something had happened at the work party and that I was flirting with him. That couldn't be further from the truth, and I have no idea how this rumor started. Yes, I was talking to him, but not in a flirty way at all. It was very much a surface-level, small-talk type of situation. I was only talking to him because he's my boss's husband, and it would have been rude not to. As the evening went on, everyone, including him, had more alcohol, and I intentionally kept my distance because I could sense a different vibe from him. I told my friend about what happened and how he tried to kiss me, and she genuinely seemed shocked that he would do that. I asked if she thought others might have seen that interaction, and that was how the rumors had started. She told me that she hadn't heard about that part of the night, so she didn't think that was where it started. I asked her if she thought I should talk to my boss about what he tried to do. She advised me not to. She said that my boss is unlikely to just take my word for it, that it was his fault. She may do some digging and hear the rumors of what others think they saw. Then she may incorrectly assume that I was the one in the wrong and that I was preemptively trying to fix it by making something up. So I don't know what to do other than just keep my mouth shut and hope that this doesn't become a bigger issue.
This has got a lot of angles. I'm a little confused. So exactly what should she do here? I think you got, should you keep it to yourself?
Well, that was the dilemma that we were having in this conversation on Friday. And I do remember us being afraid of this happening, of people having seen it from a distance. And then now you don't know what was really going on. And you don't know who to blame when it was clearly his fault. But it just seems like, even though it's wrong, and I hate to say that she maybe should keep it to herself because she shouldn't have to. But once he tells his side of the story, of which is going to completely be a lie, and then now you have, I think your relationship with the boss becomes weird regardless of if you were in the right or the wrong. So maybe if it's just not even worth it to bring it up because she loves her job and the relationship she currently has with her boss so much.
Yeah, if I was in her situation, I honestly think I would just put my head in the sand and hope it would blow over. And I hate that that's my response because I don't think on paper it's the right thing. But I think the only thing that's going to happen if you bring it up to the boss is that you're going to just create more tension with each other and just make things more awkward. Whereas there's just like a rumor going around. If it'd be one thing if the rumor was that, oh, you two were making out in the corner and you wanted to set the record straight. But like if people thought and had the impression that you were flirting, you can't change their impression. That's just how they thought it went down. So if I'm you, I'm just keeping it to myself.
Yeah, you're right. Like on paper, that sucks, but that's the advice. But I would do the same thing. And now that one other coworker knows your side of the story, I'm hoping that that can get spread to the other coworkers. But now my fear is if that does get back to her, that her husband attempted to kiss you and you've been gossiping about it with other coworkers and didn't come to her. That's another layer of where this whole thing could get screwed up.
People are going to talk. I agree with you, Abby. Either way, depending what state they're in, though, here's another problem is that if the rumor gets around that they were having sort of this weird intimate moment and it looks different than what it really was, his job is at risk because at least in the state we're in, you don't even need an excuse to fire somebody. Mm-hmm. So if the boss is feeling heat from this kind of gossip, he can get rid of her husband like that.
Oh, you mean the boss can fire her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's best for her to keep it to herself as much as it sucks.
Yeah, especially just because there was nothing. If he had kissed her and actually laid lips on her, it would have completely changed the trajectory. And I think then you would have had to clear things up a bit.
I hate this. I hate this, but I think silence is probably best here.
Completely agree.
The Burt Show.